Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 27th of September, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. Background to the news, to sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. And the newsmakers in person tonight. COVID cash amnesty returns £186,000 to the public purse. A bus incident closed Castletown Square today. People have lost out, say the nuisance developers. St Ninian's High School welcomes back all year groups. And youth drugs offences aren't punished properly, says a magistrate.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai. More than £186,000 of taxpayers' money looks set to be returned to the Isle of Man government following a COVID-19 amnesty. 16 businesses have pledged to return the sum following a review of financial assistance schemes operated during the pandemic. Rewards for children involved in the drug trafficking trade far outweigh the punishments that they receive if caught. That's the view of magistrates working in the Isle of Man Courts of Justice, who are calling for more resources to effectively tackle youth offending. Year 10 pupils at Ballacameen High School can return to school as normal tomorrow. The school says it now has a contingency plan in place to ensure break times are safely supervised despite the ongoing industrial action. This will continue until at least October half term, but the school is not at the point where all year groups can attend school every day. In international news, Sir Keir Starmer has accused the Conservatives of losing control of the economy and has promised a fairer and greener nation under Labour. At his party conference speech in Liverpool, he told voters not to forgive or forget the government's tax cuts for the highest earners. King Charles III's new monogram has been released, made up of the monarch's name and title. The cipher will appear on UK government buildings, state documents and on some post boxes. And next year's Eurovision Song Contest will be held in Liverpool or Glasgow. 7 potential host cities have been cut down to 2. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Rob, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. The strong wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is slight or moderate. And the 3-day weather, mostly dry this evening. Clear spells through the night, a moderate north-northwesterly. And a minimum temperature of 7. For Wednesday, Ukraine, mainly dry with sunny spells, a moderate northerly. Daytime maximum 15 Celsius, down to 11 through the night. And Thursday, Jordan, nice day, dry and sunny with a light to moderate northerly breeze. High temperature 16 Celsius. Friday, you don't want to know, all right? Wet and very windy then. Sunset, 6 minutes past 7 tonight. Low waters, 27 minutes past 7. High tide, 19 minutes past 1 a.m. Sunrise, 14 minutes past 7 tomorrow morning. And the morning low tide, 19 minutes to 8.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
More than £186,000 of taxpayers' money looks set to be returned to the government following a COVID-19 amnesty. The story from Tessa Hawley.
16 businesses have pledged to return the sum of £186,059.99. It follows a review of financial assistance schemes operated during the pandemic. So far, £95,575.65 has been received. 13 businesses have voluntarily started repayment plans and 14 requested further information to help them decide if they needed to give anything back. The Department for Enterprise is reviewing support which was handed out via the following 8 schemes. They were Hospitality Transition, Fisheries Industry Support, Coronavirus Business Support, Strategic Capacity, Coronavirus Business Adaptation, Salary Support, December Disruption Scheme and the Winter Disruption Scheme. The 20-day amnesty, which started in July, required no reason to be given or recorded in respect of any individual or business choosing to repay money. 14 individuals requested further information to see if it was appropriate for them to repay any funding, but no one has come forward to state that they did incorrectly claim. The Department for Enterprise says so far no money has been identified as being fraudulently obtained. However, several investigations remain ongoing. The information was released to Manx Radio following a Freedom of Information request, and you can find more on this story at manxradio.com.
A single-decker bus knocked into scaffolding on the entry to Castletown Square this morning. The scaffolding was damaged. The square closed off for some hours to check the safety of it. John Moss went to see what happened for Manx Radio.
The entry into Castletown Square is tight at the best of times, especially coming around this corner as you actually enter into the square. It's a one-way system at the moment because there's work going on down and will be a one-way system for some time to come well into next year. I'm looking at the scaffolding that was hit by the single-decker bus, which is parked over there, quite a bit of damage to its side, but nobody injured. And it can be a difficult corner, people having to come around and avoid cars and things. So luckily, no one was here at the time. Looking at the damage, three bollards that have been knocked in by the bus coming round, and also the scaffolding. The scaffolding on the corner has been pushed back a bit, and it has pushed a couple of other bits of scaffolding back. But generally, the scaffolding has held its place. It's been very well attached. You can see that it's actually bolted into the wall as well as bolted one piece to another. Congratulations, Kinraid Group, for putting up a very solid structure. The work, I understand, on this building, which was where John Quilliam, who steered Victory into battle at Trafalgar, lived, the work has been completed and was completed last week. So this scaffolding is due to come down anyway. The bus was in danger, I suppose, of hastening that process.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Fastamai, thanks for dropping by tonight. 23 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock. The company behind Fell plans to redevelop the Quayside in Douglas says the decision to reject its application contradicts government plans for brownfield development. Kell Properties' ideas for North Quay, which includes the former Newsons building, have been thrown out by planners. Speaking for Kell Properties, Michael Joseph says the decision means many people have lost out.
See, Kell Properties disagrees with the decision. That's why they wanted to invest, you know, many millions of pounds in creating a really good and improved site for the community of the island. But that's the decision of the planning committee, so someone else can try and use the site to better effect than we can.
Obviously, earlier in this process, after they bought the property, it was then registered. It's a sort of building, though, that it was always likely, because of its antiquity, to get registered, wasn't it?
Well, there was no indication of it previously as having any value, and in fact, the application to register the property gives no indication of it having any particular value other than being old. If you look at that registration application, there is no reference to it being a particularly notable or special or important building, merely that it is an old building. And there is a difference between old and important. And so what I think is really needs to happen here is to balance the competing interests. So here, people who want to create good jobs, those have to come on the other side. The people who want to enhance our environment have lost. People who want to create housing for Manx families have lost. And people who want to create entertainment for our community have lost. And so you've got to balance these things out. The building is obviously crumbling. It is obviously not in a good and fit state. The engineers have confirmed from Kell Properties that it is not suitable for repair. And so I think it's really important that we balance these two things out. It's unfortunate the planning committee has made its decision.
A Douglas High School says it'll be able to welcome all year groups back into classrooms from tomorrow. Rob Pritchard's got the details.
St Ninian's High School has confirmed all year groups will be able to return to the school from Wednesday, the 28th of September. In a letter sent to parents and carers, the school says due to contingency arrangements now being in place until at least the October half-term break, it has sufficient supervision available to safely accommodate all students. St Ninian's pupils are now asked to attend school as normal from tomorrow. In recent weeks, some schools across the Isle of Man have been forced to ask certain year groups not to attend during the week. This has been due to ongoing industrial action, which has, in some cases, affected what staff cover is available at certain times. St Ninian's head teacher, Chris Cool, is reminding people the measures now in place are contingency ones. He adds he will be in touch again nearer to the half-term break should there be any changes after then, and says he hopes the latest developments will be welcoming news in what he calls an incredibly challenging situation for everyone.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 25 past 2. She should be on the link span just after 6 o'clock in Douglas. Departing this evening for Heysham at 7.45, arriving there at about 11:30. The overnight departure, 2.15, back to Douglas for 6 o'clock. High-speed craft Manannan departed Douglas at 3:08. She's arrived in Liverpool. She's on the link span by the pierhead and will be departing this evening at 7:15, departing then and arriving in Douglas at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow morning's departures, 8:45, Douglas. Ben McCree heads for Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Rewards for children involved in the drug trafficking trade far outweigh the punishments that they receive if they're caught. The view of a magistrate working in the Isle of Man Courts of Justice. They're calling for more resources to effectively tackle youth offending. Magistrate Lisa Horton says probation is sometimes the only punishment that's available, but it's not effective.
Youths are being asked to take carrier bags to town from outside school for £250. Now, that is a temptation for every child. Not children that are re-offending or offending. That's a temptation to all of our children. If you're being offered £250 to take a bag into town, don't look in the bag. You'll meet someone outside the back of Marks and Spencer's and you'll get your money. Well, the reward far outweighs the punishment, because at that point, that child might have done 10 of those, 15, 20, doesn't matter. And if when they come to us, we're going to say, right, what we want you to do, it just doesn't engage the perpetrator, the youth, with what he's done. And there's so many things that we have that we could do right now.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 18 minutes before 6 in the UK, United Utilities warned on profits today after the water company was hit by lower consumption and higher costs. The firm, which provides water and wastewater services to the northwest of England, said consumption's been moderately lower than forecast so far this year. As a result, interim group revenues expected to be around 1% lower than the first half of last year, while full-year revenues are also likely to come in below previous guidance. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. The Isle of Man Ship Register is expanding its fleet after securing a new deal with Manx-based shipowner MX Bulk. The agreement will see the registry flag 4 new bulk carriers presently being built by the Tsuneishi Group in Zhoushan in China. The vessels include the recently delivered Ellen Manx and May Manx, as well as the Greba Manx and the Kiri Manx, which also come into service this autumn. The Isle of Man Ship Register remains one of the world's leading flag states and is ranked number 17 in the world by the Clarkson's Research Company, with around 400 ships under the Manx flag.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets nudged higher as stocks attempted to rally after choppy trade at the start of the week. US stocks sharply higher in the open after the S&P 500 slid to a new closing low. Oil rose, supported by supply curbs in the UF Gulf of Mexico, and gold priced higher. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall, reporting at the close in London, the FTSE 100 down 0.5%. At 6,984, the DAX in Frankfurt closed down 0.7%. At 12,140, currently New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials up just over 0.1%. At 29,307, the Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.8%. At 10,887, the S&P 500 up almost 0.4% at 3,668. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 7.7 cents, €1 11.9 cents, and 19 South African rand 35. 5.6 cents. In commodities, gold's up almost 0.9% at $1,636 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 2.4% at $85.88.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsay Crookhall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsay Crookhall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookhall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster my good evening. The Laxey Wheel's turning again, but there's still work to be done to the iconic structure. John Paul Walker is Manx National Heritage's historic buildings architect. He says tests are still ongoing.
We're going through a testing period at the moment. So obviously the problem with the wheel is that it has no brakes. So you've got to be very careful when you're turning it. Because basically, if it started going and something went wrong, you can't stop it, and it would just literally, cause itself some quite serious damage with the momentum of such a huge machine. So we started off by doing just hand turns. So we literally had pulleys that were pulling it around just very gently, so we could make sure nothing was catching. The clearances were all right, that pivots were moving smoothly. And then last week we started doing wet runs. So we're now doing a series of wet tests. Which is what we're doing this morning, where we've turned it on, we're kind of monitoring what's happening. We're getting quite a lot of stalls. That's partly because this is a unique setup that we've never actually had before, in that you can see how beyond what we call the finger post there, it's not connected. At the moment, it's only operating the L rocker, this huge L here with the counterweight. And that's what's giving us difficulties, that she's having to actually lift that, which is over 5 ton of weight in that. And that's why you get this kind of very slow part. And you'll see when she gets to the top, now she'll accelerate as that drops down. So yeah, it's a unique scenario. So we're having to kind of do quite a lot of tweaking. We're also looking at the water tightness of the buckets. It's really about looking at it, observing how it's operating now, and just doing those tweaks so we know we can get a reliable start.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my Rob Pritchard.
Faster my good evening. Starting with powerlifting, and the Isle of Man is set to be represented at a major international powerlifting event from later this year. A 12-strong squad will represent the island at the Commonwealth Powerlifting Championships, which take place in Auckland, New Zealand, from the 28th of November to the 4th of December. Those travelling next month will compete across a wide variety of different categories, ranging from junior to masters classes. This venture will be the first time the Isle of Man has put forward an international powerlifting team. The full squad and the classes they'll be competing in are available at manxradio.com. Turning now to volleyball, and Volleyball Isle of Man are taking the positives after a challenging set of fixtures in the England Volleyball National Cup at the weekend. The Manx men's and ladies squads travelled to the UK for the first round of the competitions to take part on Saturday and Sunday respectively. The men's team were on the end of a narrow 3-2 defeat to a strong Harrogate side. They battled from being 2-0 down against their Yorkshire opponents to bring it back to 2-2, but lost out in the final deciding set. Meanwhile, the women's squad faced a tough battle the following day against Everton Narwhals, losing out 3-0 to their opponents from Merseyside. But it's not the end for the Isle of Man athletes, as the men's team will now compete in the National Shield competition in November after their exit from the Cup. And finally, in football, the Isle of Man FA will be giving its support to a national campaign this coming weekend. The organisation is backing the Play Safe campaign, a national FA initiative focusing on the importance of safeguarding within the sport. The Manx body says this year the focus remains on the important role of parents and carers in safeguarding. The campaign is also supported by the NSPCC, as well as at every level of the game in England, including from the Premier League, EFL, Women's Super League and Barclays Women's Championship.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 525 Loganair from Manchester came in on time. Next inbound is the 528 returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool, showing on time. The 8:05 Loganair from London City showing on time. And the 835 EasyJet from London Gatwick again showing on time. departures tonight. Next outbound, it's the 6 o'clock patient transfer plane, the Loganair to Liverpool. Then outbound later on tonight, last one out is the 9:05 EasyJet back to Gatwick. Temporary lights in Ballasalla still, that 24-hour temporary lights for the final resurfacing of the new roundabout for the new housing. It seems to have gone on forever, doesn't it? In Port Erin, temporary lights on Bradder Road near the turn from Bradder Glen for sewer work. Castletown still got that one-way northbound for building work through until April next year. And in Peel, temporary closures in phases around East Quay and the Prom till April next year. The Prom's closed between the Manx Utilities pumping station to Weatherglass Corner. Temporary lights on North Quay and Tesco roundabout in Douglas for gas main work. And Upper Church Street in Douglas closed between Athol Street and Hill Street. They're working on the sewer there. Temporary lights on the Strang Road Union Mills for drainage work. Temporary lights in Glen Fine on the Glen Darrock Road just beyond Moran School for work on the new Pelican Crossing for the Heritage Trail. Temporary lights in St John's on the main road to the west of Ballalease Bridge. And in Onken, temporary lights on the main road between Avondale Road and Royal Avenue for streetlight work. And King Edward Road is closed at Round Groudal for crane work while they get the stones out from Groudal Glen.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Keyside.
The Isle of Man government's responded to the news that GRI, the charity, is going to cease operations. The charity supports those without suitable accommodation on the Isle of Man. That story from Beth Espy.
The closure announced yesterday follows a review of the charity's services, which include a drop-in centre and emergency shelter. Broadway Baptist Church will take over responsibility for the drop-in centre, but that will only be available from mid-morning until 2:30 in the afternoon. For now, there's no emergency shelter provision, but government says work is underway with the third sector to find another provider on an interim basis, adding that conversations have begun to look at commissioning a permanent service to start in the new year. Thanking the charity's board members, staff and volunteers for their service and dedication, the government statement talks about GRI being instrumental in the creation and provision of a space for those in our society without or in unsuitable or unstable accommodation. It goes on to say that the drop-in service and night shelter has established a safe environment for vulnerable members of our community to receive support, assistance and advice to address wider issues relating to housing, work and mental health. Government says it's worked closely with GRI providing support and funding, and this will continue for the charity and their service users as it winds down. In conclusion, government says it is committed to ensuring every island resident has a safe and secure home and believes the work of the island's invaluable third sector is vital to reach this goal.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Ramsey wants to expand its town boundary, but neighbouring authorities aren't in favour of the proposals. Our local democracy reporter Emma Draper has been talking to Finlow Williams and Dewan McGuinness from Ramsey Town Commissioners and looking at the impact it's going to have on Lazare and Garth.
Essentially, Ramsey is more or less at capacity with its building and zoning and everything else. So essentially we have to expand to take on more sites to keep Ramsey building, improving, flourishing.
What impact will this have on rates, especially for those who would be moving from Lazare and Garth into Ramsey, as yours are obviously significantly higher?
As part of the boundary extension review that the DOI mandate, rates are not something that's considered as part of the process. It's not something that we've taken account of. Our process started in 2018. In 2020, we were in a position to speak with the other authorities, which we did. In January 2021, we first broached the subject with the DOI, and we are still within that process now. The formal inquiry is due to take place within the next 6 to 12 months.
In a statement given to Manx Radio, Garth Commissioners, in regard to the proposals from Ramsey Commissioners, said, "Garth Board remains firmly opposed to the imposition of any boundary changes. In particular, they believe that Ramsey's decision to bring these matters forward at this time is ill-considered, ill-conceived, and certainly not in the public interest. The land in Mackles that has been identified by Ramsey Commissioners is made up of open countryside, hill land, wetland and forestry. None of this land has been allocated or proposed for development in the area plan for the north and west, which is currently being drafted. Garth Commissioners firmly believe that now is not the time for Ramsey Commissioners to pursue these matters. The view is shared by Lesair commissioners, who stated in a letter to Ramsey, "Of course we see Ramsey town commissioners are following a route laid out by previous boards and feel the timing of this review is poor, considering the North Area Plan is yet to be completed, and hope any gain or benefit would be better aligned once an area plan is completed. Lesair commissioners would lose an income in the region of £26,000 per year in rates. This will in turn drive up our rates and increase Ramsey costs in refuse collection, hedge cutting, road sweeping, gully clearing and weed spraying."
Interim results from the bank's financial group, which includes Commerce to Bank Limited, released today, show pre-tax profits increased 105% to £2.3 million in the first 6 months of 2022 compared with the same period last year. It was the group's strongest result for over a decade. On the balance sheet, total assets increased by 12% to £317.7 million. Deposits increased by 10% to £253.6 million as the group optimised headroom available in its loan-to-deposit ratio. Additionally, MFG's acquisition of Payment Assist Limited, the UK's leading automotive repair point-of-sale provider for finance, which works with national chains like National Tyres, Halfords and Formula One, now has the regulatory approval to proceed, and Manx Financial Group's announced its completion of the 50.1% acquisition on the 21st of September. The group says it's well placed to enter the anticipated recession with liquid assets of £54.5 million. So congratulations to the Executive Chairman, Jim Mellon, and everyone at Manx Financial Group. And that's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Rob Pritchard, producer Tessa Hawley. Remember to like Manx Radio on Facebook, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. If you use Twitter, follow Manx Radio, and your Twitter feed will tell you the moment the Update podcast is published and available to download and listen to. It's usually within 30 minutes of the end of this broadcast. So if you miss anything on Update, you can always listen on the podcast. That's it. Update returns tomorrow evening at 5:30. Stick around for a look back at the death of Queen Elizabeth and what it meant to the Isle of Man, and the greatest hits on earth at 6:30.
WINT.